Right, so we're going to start with the first skill set in the MCC model, and that is the one called collaboration. So collaboration is to work with another person or group in order to achieve or do something. That's kind of how we're holding the word collaboration. Within the context of developing recovery, and a relationship that is going to be built and be strong enough to contain the purpose of the client's reason for being with you, you're going to have to get involved in certain activities with them from a coaching point of view. So we're going to just quickly take a look at the ones that are really key in terms of working at this stage in the process. First one in the list is one which all coaches will be familiar with, which is the issue of design. The issue of how does a relationship between a coach and a client come about in a conscious, structured, managed way. We call that the design of the relationship. Some coaching schools define this as making the contract, but basically what we're talking about is creating the parameters, or beginning to build the parameters, the boundaries, and the edges of the coaching relationship, and then looking at what is inside it. So the design process at this stage is extremely important. In fact, I always say that design is probably the single most important focus that a coach has right across a coaching relationship, because it is through this conscious design that we build a relationship that is as free as possible of assumptions, and sort of mistiness, or like fogginess, between the coach and the client. So design is important. What is important to remember as well is that at this stage your client will be coming probably in some kind of crisis and some kinds of flux, and so they will be often willing to accept proposals from the coach that they perhaps don't think about or consider strongly enough. When people are a little bit panicked or a little bit vulnerable and desperate, they can sort of become quite compliant in a strange kind of way that means that they sort of, don't really understand the significance of this design process that you want to go through with them, or that you're going through with them. They just sort of kind of say yes to a lot of things which they haven't really considered. So what's important here is to take it slow, take it easy, just put some fundamental first steps in and build your design up over a period of coaching sessions. Now, we do in the coaching program talk about, the first couple of sessions being the primary focus being around design. But in fact, design has to be ongoing, and it will need a lot of tweaking by you as you move along in the early stages to really sort of help your client revisit some of the design aspects of the relationship. Mostly, what clients will want to know, they'll have a question, which is, can you help me? Can working with you, having a coach, help me achieve what at the moment I think is the primary goal response to the problem that I have or the challenge that I've got? Can you help me recover? Can you help me get over this healthcare challenge? Can you help me change my life? Can you help me restore my relationship? There will be something. And so you want to make sure that you use the design appropriately within the context of responding to that. Critical aspects of design at this point will be things like confidentiality, making sure that your client understands that this is a hermetically sealed container, which means that whatever they want to bring forth, which might be for them quite difficult, is welcome. It will take some time also for them to gain that trust in you. So again, but you need to make sure that you establish the principle of confidentiality as a way for them to contemplate if you are indeed a safe haven for them at this difficult time. The skill of listening is extremely important here, but the context the skill of listening is always extremely important, but the skill, the context here for the skill is that you are, must just remember that you are not going to be getting the entire picture right up front at this point in the client's lives, notwithstanding the fact that they may well blurt out a lot of things to you and put a lot of things into the space. People will not necessarily at this point really understand for themselves what it is that they wish to bring forth into the coaching sessions. So people are always in a process of editing how they present themselves, what they offer. The design of the relationship will, of course, over time allow them to bring more and more of themselves present. And of course, the objective of building the container for the coaching is that they will be able to bring forth and bring present all of who they are, a lot of which they may not be very comfortable with. It might be quite difficult for them. It might be quite painful for them. On the other side of that, there will be all their hopes, their joys, and so on. So when we're listening at the beginning, there's a lot of listening from an intuitive place, trying to get a sense of who that person is, trying to get a sense of what is not being said. Not because we're going to in any way attempt to draw that out, but just to be aware of the presence of the person, to come into real connection with them. Important to be doing that. In terms of questioning, again, it's about remembering to take these early stages slowly and to make sure that the questions that you ask are responsive to the immediate concerns that your clients have, as well as pointing, if you like, over the horizon to the future and what's possible. It's a balancing act between understanding and intuitively holding the content that they bring, both spoken and unspoken, and asking the appropriate questions. You will, of course, be curious. It's a foundational ground, of course, for our collaborative work. Curiosity, genuinely interested in who this person is, who this human being sitting across from you or on the end of the phone from you. Who are they? Who have they been? Who do they wish to become? What is their purpose? It's kind of like this, holding this deep curiosity. It's extremely important because our clients will feel it. Action is one of the collaborative components. At this stage, focusing on action will probably be much more driven by your client, perhaps, than by what you are bringing through in the coaching relationship. There's a risk attached to actions at this stage, insofar as often when people are in crisis, they want to reach, you know, we need some solutions now, I need some actions now, what am I going to do? And that is a very, very understandable point of view. There is a risk in it, of course, that if the process is not slowed down and if all the factors are not brought into consideration and some time isn't given to reflection on different courses of action, those actions that are chosen become impulsive and ill thought through within the terms of having a plan about what this client wants to move forward and towards. So again, the coach needs to be aware that a lot of this action might be coming from an anxious place, from a turbulent place, and so we want to have a steady hand around it. So we don't want to say kind of resist it in any way, but at the same time we want to bring some subtle curiosity to and some gentleness to saying, perhaps putting like a reflective feel into any actions that occur or the client wishes to step into straight away. The accountability aspect of action, again, would fall into the comments I previously made about action. So again, the emphasis here is really to be focused around developing the relationship, listening, and being curious, and seeing what grows from that. Then, of course, the efficacy of the relationship is going to arise out of this ongoing design process, and so that will, the efficacy or the usefulness or the ability of the coaching relationship to generate for and with the client the result that they wish, or the purpose that they're holding, will emerge from the combination of all the other kinds of skills that you bring to it as a coach. And of course the environment that you create as a coach is directly related to the attention that you bring in your coaching presence, and how you work with the design, and how you co-create a relationship with the client, and if establish with them, if you like, the environment within which they step to be with you. So that environmental aspect is very much about a combination of all those other skills that you bring to the coaching relationship.